This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. A few minutes after 7 a.m. on a Monday morning, I'm in here alongside Kim St. Ange, Carl Middleman, Susan Thomas. We'll have your traffic, if any, pops up this morning on your commute, and we'll get to all that for you still ahead here. You know, I want to mention a week from tomorrow is Election Day here in Missouri, and a lot of people be heading out to the polls, and there's a lot of different issues, a lot of municipal issues, city, county council, city council issues, some propositions on the ballot, a lot of school board races. And I have put my April voters guide up on the website, 971talk.com. You can find out more where I stand on a lot of these issues and your particular school board race. I don't cover all of them because there are just too many of them. And in some cases, there are no candidates in some of these board races that I find myself able to support. But I have listed the ones that I do. I'm also chiming in on Prop B. And Prop B is in St. Louis County. And it basically would give the county council with a supermajority vote the right to fire county department heads. They've had a problem with getting them to cooperate at the St. Louis County level. Of course, they are appointed currently by the county executive, Sam Page, who is opposed to Prop B. I put this out. I've talked about it a lot. I've had several council members on, Mark Harder and Dennis Hancock, who are in favor of Prop B. And my friend Beavis Shock reached out to me with Shock Law, and he's against the idea, and he wanted the opportunity to come on here and talk about it this morning. Beavis, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Ethan, Carl, Sue. I hope all is well today.
Everything is going just fine, my friend. We're a week out from this election, and I wanted to give you a chance to come on and explain to the people why you are opposed Prop B.
Okay. The central reason is it interferes with our three-branch structure of government. So our basic concept, which we all remember from civics in high school, is that we have legislative, executive, and judicial branches. Each is an equal branch. Each has power. By the division of power, we protect our liberty. This is all basic stuff that virtually every American knows and understands. Now, it only works through a system of checks and balances. Each side has the power to sort of control the other a little bit by checking them, balancing the power around. But what we need to do is stay in our lanes. So what we have in St. Louis County right now is a county executive who is very unpopular. I happen to not like him. I don't think you like him very much. I think he's not doing a good job. That's a pretty normal thing. We all have to be careful between not doing a good job and he's just a member of the other party, so we don't like him for that reason alone, and that's enough. That's not fair, and we all have to be cautious about that. But the problem with the county council having authority over who can be the department heads is that it interferes with the separation of powers of the three branches of government. The county executive needs to be able to run his departments. He's the manager. He's the day-to-day person. And the solution when he's doing a bad job is to find a good candidate to run. And there's sort of a process where parties look for good people and all that sort of thing and get behind the person, raise money, and elect somebody different. Because we always have to watch out for what's called the veil of ignorance. That's a philosophical idea. And the veil of ignorance is commonly applied to a given civilization. So would you like to be a person living in the old American South before the Civil War with beautiful balls and elegant dresses for the ladies and culture and horse racing and all the fun stuff that was going on? Well, the veil of ignorance says, if you want to go into that society, you don't know who you're going to be. You're going to be the lowest slave, or you're going to be the plantation owner. Probably pretty good as the plantation owner, not so good as the lowest slave. That's the veil of ignorance. So in our situation in St. Louis County, what we have now is a bad guy that we don't like who's a member of one party. But what happens when the tables are turned? We have an executive, county executive we do like, and that person can't run his government or her government because the department heads are always subject to removal by the legislative branch.
So counterpoint, counselor, is that the Republicans, I don't know that this is a party issue. I think it's bipartisan. This would never have been passed by the county council that is currently the majority of people on it are Democrats. There are three Republicans, and they all agreed that this should be on the ballot because they're all equally frustrated with Sam Page and how he has run this administration. So I don't think it's a Republican-Democrat issue.
I agree with you there. And what we see here, though, is a response to change the structure of the way we function as a society because of a problem of expediency. In other words, we despise this guy. Let's just go ahead and say it. We despise the guy. He's terrible. I get up in the morning and I think, what a schmuck. but that's not worth affecting the basic structure that the administration appoints department heads with the power to fire them. They're at will. So let's say there's some executive in charge of filling potholes, department head potholes, and it's not getting done. The county executive needs to walk into his office and say, you, sir, are fired. Gather up your family pictures in this box I happen to have with me and get out of here.
Yeah.
And but that's not the county council's job, because that interferes with the line of control and power in an organization. So that's right. The basic argument. We'll talk about the Fed papers in a moment. Don't hang up until we do that.
I have a question for you. So I actually get what you're saying, because your point is, well, if we had a conservative as county executive, would we really want to pass something like Prop B? Well, the answer is maybe no. The question then I would ask would be, how do we hold these people in power accountable? Like the head of animal control, it's been a disaster over there. So what do we do if they're epically failing and Sam Page is doing nothing about it? Because I think about on the federal level, they can impeach somebody, certain people, right, if they don't feel like they're doing an effective job. So is there any other way to hold people accountable if, say, someone in Sam Page's position's not doing anything about it despite them failing?
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, we talked about, of course, the longer-term solution is to elect somebody different, which is frustrating when we don't win that election or
and it's years,
whatever.
Right, to wait.
And it's years. But what we're doing here is looking at a trade-off. And the trade-off is between a solution to an immediate problem and creating a larger problem that will go on and be a problem for decades to come.
All right.
That's really what I'm looking at. Don't ever do anything expedient which affects the overall structure of how things are working. You ready for the Fed papers now?
Well, I'm about to run out of time here. How long is that going to take?
I'm going to do it in 30 seconds.
Okay. Hit it, counselor.
The Federalist Papers were written by three guys after the Constitution was proposed, part of the ratification dispute. They talked about impeachment a lot and said it was a political process. Now, we don't have the power of impeachment in St. Louis County over the guy in charge of animal control or potholes, but we do have the power to impeach the county executive. But that's only supposed to be for, in the presidential context, high crimes and misdemeanors.
Right.
In other words, what you don't want to do is throw a guy out because you don't like his policies, because suddenly that becomes the whole story constantly. And it's not a good, then you kind of become a banana republic. And that's just not the way we want to function as a society.
Beavis Shock, appreciate your time, my friend. Want to give you a chance to speak your mind here. Thank you.
I'm sure I've prevailed on the entire audience. See you later, Mark.
We'll talk to you later. Beavis Shock, shocklaw.com. He is a no on Prop B. I think I continue to be a yes on Prop B. It would take a super majority of Republicans and Democrats to override one of the appointments by the county executive. I think that's the safeguard that's kind of built into this, quite frankly.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.